You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, chapter 14. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, and the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God," the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, we confess to you that sometimes we fixate on what is seemingly large and powerful and scary. But time and again, you show yourself in what is small and overlooked. So God, help us to have even just a little faith, like Peter. Amen. So we went on vacation last month, and we had a great time. One of the things we did is we visited my parents in Sedona, Arizona. And I've mentioned before that near our house, living by the creek, there's a ditch. It's called the Red Rock Ditch. And it's historical. It's been around so long. And the purpose of the ditch is it starts near what is called Red Rock Crossing, and it diverts a small amount of water and follows a contour so that people who live all in that area can irrigate the land, and there are many orchards and vegetable gardens, and it's really just a lush green area in the middle of the desert. Well, we were enlisted to help work on the ditch because where it starts, where the water is born in the ditch out of the creek, sometimes it gets clogged with sticks and logs and rocks. So we all loaded up, drove up, parked, and we were throwing out sticks and rocks. And when the work was done, we brought with us inner tubes and a small raft so that we could float the creek for about a mile to near where my parents lived. It was an adventure. We had the life jackets, the personal flotation devices on the children, and we got in. Now, the place where the ditch begins, as I mentioned, is a state park called Red Rock Crossing, Crescent Moon Ranch. And there were a lot of people that day. People who had driven up from Phoenix and Camp Verde and all around to play in the water because it was hot, 100 degrees hot. But most people, they just pick their, you think about the beach in Southern California, you pick your spot, you camp out, you get in the water, you come out. Same thing at the creek. People were picnicking, sort of camping for the day. Some people even brought with them, you know, their parrilla. So they were cooking food. It smelled delicious. But we were the odd ones out because we were actually going to run the rapids. And people looked at us and they said, "Where are you going?" And we said, we're going down. We're running the river." And they were like, "Wow, that's so cool." And so I had the two little ones in my little raft with a rope on it, and they were pulling me along. I had my sturdy creek shoes on so I could walk on the slippery rocks, and we had a great time. We passed people, and then we got to a tricky section. This section, the most famous section of Red Rock Crossing, doesn't have the large stones to make rapids. Rather, it has the smooth red rocks that Sedona is famous for. And the water has worn a channel through it. And not only is the rock flat and smooth, but this time of year, July and August, with the heat in the water, starts to grow moss and algae. So it becomes super slippery. So here we are. The kids are pulling me along. I've got them. And wouldn't you know it, the current really takes them right as my feet are getting not so well attached to the ground. And yes, they yank me off my feet. I'm up in the air. And I tell you, I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to come down hard and maybe break something. I was really concerned, not to mention all the people that were watching. So I have empathy for Peter. You know, Peter sometimes gets, you know, teased or criticized in this story because he fell in the water. When he's sinking down, you know, he gets out of the boat, you got to remember, and he actually walks on water for a few steps. But then he begins to fall, sink in the water, and he cries out to Jesus, "Save me." So Jesus comes and saves Peter, and what does he say to him? He says, "You of little faith." And that's the modern gender-inclusive translation. I like that. We like the Bible to be equitable. The other way you could translate it, though, more traditionally, would be, "Peter, man of little faith." Man of little faith. It does sound a little bit like a criticism, doesn't it? Who doesn't want to have a lot of something? Who doesn't want to have a lot of money? A lot of house? A lot of power? A lot of truck, if you're into trucks? Who doesn't want to have a lot of luck? Or even better, a lot of blessing? We're conditioned in our world to think that more is better. Bigger and greater is better. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that that's biblical or Christian. Think about Elijah. And thank you for being our lector this morning, Ingrid. That story of Elijah where he's called up on the mountain to receive a word of God. And what happens? The first thing that comes is a huge storm. And the wind is so powerful, it's splitting the mountain apart. That's a strong storm. That's a lot of wind. And the Bible says the Lord was not in the wind. And then there's an earthquake so powerful that again, it's moving, it's breaking, rocks are falling, erosion is happening. And the Bible says the Lord was not in the earthquake. Then there's a fire. And the fire rips through there, burning everything in its path. Power. But the Lord was not in the fire. Finally, there's the sound of sheer silence. Or again, that more traditional translation, a still, small voice. God is in the small, the quiet, the voice. Then God gives a message to Elijah, instructions for where Elijah should go. God is in the small. There have been a lot of big things happening in our world lately. Tragically, this past week, the huge explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. People ask, where was God in that? There was two ginormous storms almost at the same time in Atlantic and Pacific. Isaias ripping through Hurricane Alley. Hurricane Douglas pummeling Hawaii and the Pacific. And people ask, where was God in those storms? Closer to home here in Southern California, we have the Apple Fire north of Beaumont, burning up forest. And yes, there was even an earthquake this past week here, epicentered in Rancho Cucamonga at a whopping 2.4 on the Richter scale. It was not a big earthquake, thankfully. And of course, this isn't to mention the ongoing pandemic affecting the entire globe. So people ask, where is God in these big things? Maybe, according to the Bible and Elijah's experience, maybe God is not in these big, terrible, destructive things. Maybe God is in the small. Maybe God is in the hands of a first responder caring for someone who has been injured from an explosion in a pair of hands. Maybe God is in the hands of a healthcare worker, a nurse, caring for someone who's sick. Maybe God is in the shovel and in the pickaxe of a firefighter, small in comparison to the fire, but nevertheless working to protect life and property. God is in the minds of scientific researchers discovering, hopefully, a vaccine and medicines as a solution to the pandemic. God is in workers putting shelter back together after the storm. God is in the small. I wonder if Jesus wasn't criticizing Peter that early morning. What if Jesus was affirming an act of God in Peter? Because faith, remember, isn't something we can do. It's something that's given to us. And as Peter got out of the boat, he took those steps in faith and walked on water before he fell. What if Jesus wasn't saying to him an insult? What if Jesus was saying, man of little faith, you got it. It doesn't take a whole lot, and God gave you some faith. Awesome job, Peter. Remember, it was Jesus who, in other places in the Bible, said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's a little bit of faith, you can move mountains. It only takes a little bit of faith, and God can do great things. So when we were running the rapids on the Mighty Oak Creek, and the ground had just been pulled out from underneath me, and I was falling backwards right on down to the slide rock, not the Slide Rock State Park, but there's slide rocks at Red Rock Crossing, I cried out in faith, Lord, help me. And when I fell into maybe a foot of water in that channel. But it was just enough. It was just enough to cushion my fall where I didn't get a bump, a bruise, or a scratch. Just a nice splash. And then the raft pulled me down the rest of the rapids until we were in the swimming hole, the big, deep, beautiful, cool swimming hole, looking up at Cathedral Rock, enjoying a gorgeous, beautiful day in the shade of the sycamore trees. It's funny, there's not a lot of oak trees at Oak Creek, mostly sycamore and cottonwood. I guess I'm a man of little faith. And I would invite you to be a woman of little faith, to be a man of little faith, to be a person of just a little faith. And God can do great things in you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.